What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, socks are back. Now, I don't mean just something to keep your feet warm, but a key part of your high fashion outfit. The owner of Style Savvy, Laura Jordan, is here to tell us what socks are hot. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon.
Socks were fashionable. I remember the flash dance and people would have those big things. Were they socks, though?
Like leg warmers.
Leg warmers, kind of sat
over the shoes.
Yeah. They were hot then. So why have socks come back now?
Socks are now a part of an outfit, whereas before they were a functional item. I think that's the big difference. In menswear and womenswear, we're seeing equal opportunity for like the prevalence of socks. I suppose in menswear, it's seen as less obvious because, again, they're just something you put on with your shoes. But as we have tailoring coming to the fore a little bit again, after that kind of slump post-COVID when we didn't want to wear anything structured, the option of where you can add your little bit of personality in your outfit is often in your socks. And while people think, well, no one sees what socks I'm wearing, if you're sitting down, the trouser leg is going to rise and you're going to see what socks a person's wearing. So it can be a way of expressing yourself. It can be a talking point, or it can be a little style detail as well to have a complementary colour or even to have some designer detail on the sock.
Yeah. And now, are we talking about, I wear wacky Simpsons socks or, you know, Mickey Mouse's or that kind of stuff. People who wear crazy ties as well. I put them all in the same category.
Similarly, I would say when I'm giving advice for people for interviews, for example, or in corporate environments, if they say, what about my Simpsons socks? We might leave them for the weekend. Let's express them outside of work. If you're asking for advice on it. So I would be looking at a interesting colour or, you know, stripes, spots, etc. We've also had the rise of, you know, ethical socks in terms of environmental materials. So bamboo socks are quite popular right now. We'd also have motif socks that might have animals on them, or, you know, there's a lot of rugby ball socks, golf socks, you know, that you wouldn't wear for the sports, you'd wear them for the fashion part of it. So expressing your interests through those pieces as well. But I would avoid the kind of caricature element with it.
Yeah. And are there sock designers outside of the, you know, the big recognized names for clothes designers? Are there specific sock designers?
There are a couple which we have seen become more prevalent, but only because of an attachment to celebrity, for example. What we're looking at more is a cashmere fabric, or again, as we mentioned, the bamboo. It's more the fabric that the socks are made from rather than the person making them themselves, because it's too niche a market, for example, unless you have someone who makes handmade socks and they'd be a particular market that's very, very niche and the socks would be very, very expensive. But you see that across women's wear a little bit more, where a cashmere sock is now not just a style statement, but an extra kind of cozy, soft self-gift that you might, or a gift you might receive that you wouldn't buy yourself. So it's more fabric than designer, which is really interesting, because it's probably the only part of the body where we would preference the quality of the fabric over the person designing the piece.
That's interesting. Yeah, a cashmere sock, would your feet not be sweating in that? No?
It's a definitely seasonally sensitive, probably the best way of describing it. I do think they add that finesse, say, to an outfit, and we've the rise of loafers and ballet pumps and belted shoes that they complement well. They've moved the trend, for want of a better word, on from what you might have seen particularly in women's wear the last few years, is the sock over the legging style, or the tube sock, as they'd be called. Yeah. They'd be branded, whether it be Adidas, Lululemon, Fourth Arc, any of the prevalent brands in Ireland would have brought out a striped sock to pair with leggings. They were incredibly popular, and they still are to an extent, but I feel that cashmere has maybe come in as the next iteration of that type of sock wearing.
Yeah, and you mentioned loafers, because it used to be the case that, you know, you wore those kind of insole socks where you just had bare ankles. Is that gone now?
So interesting. I think if you have a type of trouser, or, you know, that will work with that, then yes, we're showing the sock as a part of the outfit. Before, you never would want to see a sock. It would be almost, you just have cold feet. You know, you'd rather do that in a style perspective than be seen wearing socks. Now, it is exactly said, part of the look in both women's wear and men's wear, probably more consciously so in women's wear, because men's wear, they're seen as still as more functional as items. Again, there's always that question, can I wear these shoes without socks? You know, in terms of sweating feet, coming into the summer and using the little trainer liners you mentioned just to soak up the sweat and moisture that just occurs in warm temperatures. Mm. So it's more the practical element, I feel, for the men's wear collection, whereas for women's wear, it's like, do I want my socks to be seen?
Yeah. Now, I think, though, in the last few years, wearing sandals with socks, whereas 10 years ago, that was like, you've never had sex in your life, have you? that's what that was a sign of.
Yeah, it's, I know what you mean. I'm going to say that.
I think just as well. Yeah.
I think in particular that high fashion market has pushed that exact style. We've seen it on catwalks over the last few years, the sandals and socks, or any type of high heel even in socks. And they look unusual, to say the least. They are indeed, there's a space for them. To actually walk in them is quite difficult because your foot falls. With the sock creates a softness that moves your foot within the shoe. They're actually quite impractical to wear. We would have a lot of clients come to us and say, I'm sorry, I tried to update my wardrobe. I bought a magazine. This person is wearing high heels and socks. Like, I obviously don't know what's in fashion. I need to outsource to someone who does. And I'd say, ignore that. That doesn't reflect what you're going to be wearing on a day-to-day basis. That is a very niche area of the industry that's designed almost for art rather than for function.
Yeah. So when I walk home now, like, it'll be riddled with young fellas wearing sandals with socks.
It will in menswear. Sorry, yes. I was taking it womenswear. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Again, previously it was a look or an aesthetic that you would not want to be choosing. Whereas now, even at docks and socks, you know, the dock loafers rather than the boots. Really, really popular. And as we come into summer, you're going to see the sandals or docks and socks with a pair of tailored shorts.
Yeah.
Just such an, it's a real, I feel, the influence of London and more of an urban creative, I suppose, originated probably in New York. And we're just seeing that influence coming to Dublin in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because that Seth Rogen show, Platonic, and he seemed to, he was all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I spearheaded that concept of even the tube sock, now that I think of it, and the slightly longer short, and then having the socks very much part of the look, and then the shoes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real, I suppose we call it a micro trend when it comes to menswear in terms of how you wear it. The more mainstream trend piece of it is, yes, having the socks visible, but probably having them in more of a sports capacity with a sports logo on them, but seeing something that where they're very visible, like not under a pair of trousers, and going for a more creative look on it. It definitely is pushing the envelope a little.
Yeah. And so are people now maybe building their outfit from the socks up?
Socks are now a key part. You know, if someone bought you a pair of socks 5 years ago or longer, you'd say, you'd roll your eyes a little. Now they are such a wanted and coveted gift item because they are an integral part, shall we say, of the outfit. And if it's a cold day and you own a pair of cashmere socks, they are definitely practically part of your look because it keep you warm, but they are no longer the afterthought of, I don't even know if they are matching, I'm not sure if there are holes in them or not, I'm embarrassed to take off my shoes. That's no longer the status, shall we say, of socks in fashion.
Okay. Laura, a lot of good advice there. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Laura Jordan, their image and brand consultant, owner of Style Savvy.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Co Precise Science Festival is back. It's the largest science festival in the Midwest, bringing together thousands of people every year. So it all starts on April 29th with 4 days of science activities across the city. And then we end it with the big science celebration outside of COSI on May 2nd. There will be over 100 stations filled with hands-on science activities, live performances, and food trucks. It's free, and there's something fun for everyone. Learn more at cosiscifest.org.